Since humans could run, we've been trying to run faster than the other humans. When we domesticated horses, we gave them funny names and raced them. When we invented the car, we invented the NASCAR. And when Nintendo gave us an island and told us to populate it with Miis, we filled that sucker to bursting and churned out 100 default John Does so they could have silly little interactions with each other. My name is Oh, and today we are breaking Tomodachi Life.
Break your game.
A podcast for speedrunners who dare to ask, why not?
Here's some background on why I wanted to do this episode so much. At the start of the semester, while watching some old Peanut Butter Gamer videos, I was struck with the brilliant idea to create an island on Tomodachi Life and fill it up with a bunch of my fellow media production nerds. I asked them on Discord to make their own Mii and send it over, and slowly but surely, the island grew into a pretty bustling ecosystem. My two friends Quinn and Max were the first to get married in-game. Then came Alex and Erica, Evan and Tanya, Azriel and Dana, Jack and Maddie, and then it was finally my turn to get married to my wonderful, personality-type-obsessed friend, Lena. Not too long after people get married, they also start having kids. The first kid was named Benjamin, and it gets a lot weirder from there. The evolution of the RTA Island Tomodachi Life kid names is as follows. Benjamin, born February 3rd to Max and Quinn, had a normal name because neither of them responded in time, so I picked the default name it suggested. Meatball, spelled M-E-E-T-B-A-L-L, born February 16th to Evan and Tanya. She's a musician. Ball Meat, spelled the same, also born February 16th, but her parents are Azriel and Dana. Both sets of parents asked to have a baby on Valentine's Day. Gnocchi, born February 17th, Quinn and Max's second child, extending the pasta theme. Fusili, my kid with Lena, born February 28th, also the name of a pasta. Just Josh and 82, born March 2nd to Jack and Maddie, a variation on the name of the titular character from my single cam project, Just Joshin. He's a fashion designer, and his absolute favorite food is bananas. Genesis, born March 3rd to Alex and Erica. They wanted a normal name because they are boring. Beatmall, Evan and Tanya's second kid, born March 9th. He lives on a train. Beat Meat, Dana and Azriel's second child, also born March 9th. I wonder if she knows how silly her name is. And finally, the most recent kid is named Beat Sheet, because we are taking a media writing class this semester. Tying up all the loose ends here, he is 9 days old and a doctor. We love that. I am taking up way too much time talking about the RTA Island, but that's what got me interested in this game again. We have a whole channel dedicated to island updates on the class Discord, and each morning I feed them all and solve their problems. It's a great bonding experience, and I would definitely recommend making your own if you've got a group of friends. Now to the speedrunning. This game is exceptionally random, and that's really what makes it fun, so speedrunning a normal category would probably make you want to pull your hair out. Today I talked with T-Shirt, who speedruns the 100 Mii category for Tomodachi Collection, which is a Japanese-exclusive version of Tomodachi Life for the DS, and they described it as being kind of like a beta for the 3DS game. 100 Mii seems pretty self-explanatory, but it's all about making 100 default Mii's as fast as possible to fill up your island. Their current run is in third place and is 32 minutes and 20 seconds. So, give me a bit of background, I guess, on your involvement in the Tomodachi speedrunning community.
Okay, well, I've been playing Tomodachi Life since about, must be 2014, 2015. And I've just played the game for years. I've had lots of different islands. And then I got Tomodachi Collection, which is the Japanese-only release of the game Tomodachi Life. Mm-hmm. I got that, played that a bit, whatever. Then I find this community who speedrun Tomodachi Life. And I was like, hey, I can definitely do that. I can, like, 100% make 100 Mii's in, like, what is the record? Like, 20 minutes? I could do that. I did my first run, and I got 32 minutes. And I was like, okay, got some work to do. But because I know the game so well, it was very easy for me. Because I'm not very good at most games that take actual skill, but I can play Tomodachi Life. So my logic was, yeah, I'll just do this. I don't speedrun Tomodachi Life, I speedrun Collection, because I'm too attached to my current island on Tomodachi Life. collection I don't care as much about. The whole thing's in Japanese, so.
Do you run on actual hardware?
Yeah.
Nice.
You wouldn't expect it to work because I have a Japanese-only cartridge in a EU DS, but for some reason it does, so I'm not complaining.
What are some of the big differences between Life and Collection?
Okay, for one, Collection is all in Japanese, the entire game. There is a patch you can get to turn in English. I have hacked my DS. It would take me like 10 minutes to patch it, but I'm lazy. So the whole thing is Japanese. I can't be bothered. It takes too long. Also, there's less game there. So with Tomodachi Life, Tomodachi Collection came out in Japan only in 2008. It was for the DS, which is fascinating because the AI technology and stuff, it's been there for years. The voices are worse. They're lower quality. The year is 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's just less stuff to do. The soundtrack goes hard. Recommendation, listen to the clothes shop theme from Tomodachi Collection. It's very good. But yeah, there's less game. But because it's basically the same game without, like, the cafe, the park, the whatever, the fun feathers, there's just less places. It's really easy to understand. Because I got it when, oh, it's all in Japanese, oh god. But then it was the same game. So it was fine. If you know Tomodachi Life, you can probably play Collection. But if you own Tomodachi Life, I don't see why you would play Collection. So, I don't know. I just have it because I wanted to have both.
Do you think that it being a little bit stripped down makes it easier to speedrun?
No. Because the speedrun is sort of the same on both. So, both games have the news tower, they have the town hall, and they have the me apartment. You create your first me, and then your first me goes, I'd like to have another me, and that's where your speedrun starts. So both games are similar in the way that with the 100 me speedrun, they just function the same. With other speedruns, so for example, the marriage speedrun, that can't exist on Collection because on Collection, me's can't get married.
Oh.
So, yeah. When I say it's stripped down, it's a very bare bones. It's like a beta, I guess. Yeah, it's a very bare bones version of Tomodachi Life, but it's a very small game, so...
Yeah, I mean, it had to have been. It was, you know, if it was for the original DS. It's honestly, I only found out about that like a couple years ago. And I was like, wow, like that impressed me because it's such a, like, it's pretty beefy even for the 3DS. Tomodachi Life is.
Yeah, my friends were talking about it the other day. My friend Lucy, she was going mad. She was like, they have this game, and the Miis, they're just completely independent. They have their own whims. They do what they want. They make their own friends. This is insane. There's so much technology here. And I was like, yeah, dog. And it's for a game about Miis. So it's fascinating how we have this, and Nintendo pretty much haven't done anything with it. Like, Tomodachi Life is the only game I can think of that runs like this.
Yeah, it's... I really hope at some point in the near future we get some sort of thing for the Switch. That would be great. Because, Miitopia did, like, was really, when they moved it over to the Switch and, like, beefed it up, it did really well. Like, so I think that's, like, the natural progression.
Exactly. I really do think we need the Tomodachi Life sequel because I like to relate it to Animal Crossing.
Mm-hmm.
I've played Animal Crossing for about 7-8 years. And my first game was New Leaf. And me and my sister were obsessed. We would play it all the time. And it was awesome. We played it the whole day on Christmas Day, even though we had no money, nothing. And New Leaf was big, but it wasn't huge.
Mm-hmm.
Then New Horizons comes out, just as the pandemic hits, and suddenly it's the world's number one biggest game. But I think if we got Tomodachi Life on the Switch, even if we were missing some things... I think it would be bigger than Torrid Actually Life, and I also think they would push it harder. Because the Nintendo Directs now are much more hyped up. So if a Torrid Actually Life thing came out, people would get interested. They would go, what's this? It would be streamed and people would play it. I think it would be much bigger than the DS one, and I'm excited for that.
Oh, for sure. Like, and Tomodachi Life is interesting because it has, like, I feel like it has these, like, bursts of popularity. Like, every once in a while, a new streamer or something will start up an island and then make it, like, a whole thing. Like, people will remember that it exists again.
Yeah. No, I was just gonna say, I struggle with watching streamers and things play Tomodachi Life because I feel like it's a very personal experience. It's your island, you make the Miis, you know. It's very funny, haha, to make an island that's full of all these silly little creatures and silly little channel inside jokes. But, I don't know, there's something about it when you make a Mii of somebody, of one of your friends, and they ask to see it, and you're like, what if they don't like the Mii? What if I've got their personality wrong, and they don't like how it looks? I've had some friends go, when I'm like, make yourself a Mii, they go, oh no, you make it. And I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah, I want to see what you think of me. And I'm like, dog, you don't.
You are the god of this world, sort of, you know.
Well, one of my friends asked, do you play god, do you control the Miis? And I was like, actually, not really at all, because I've run into a little bit of a wall where I'm trying to get me and my real life partner to date as Miis. Every other save this has worked fine. This save, no. They do not want to get together. I don't know what's going wrong. I keep trying to get with my best friend's partner. And it's like, are you joking? Stop it. The amount of times I've had to just upset Miis because I'm like, you can't date my Mii. You just can't do it. Sometimes I wish you had more control. But if you had more control, you wouldn't get all these fun, random scenarios.
Let's talk a little bit about speedruns and what exactly... like, I'm really interested in hearing more about the 100 Mii category, because that is very compelling to me. Like,
well, that's my category.
Tell me everything you know. Give me all of it.
It's quite a boring speedrun. it's really boring. Basically, you sit there for like half an hour just making Miis. You can't import the Miis because that takes longer, so it's pointless. And there's no point in putting any variation into the Miis because that will take longer. So basically, you're making like 100 Miis base template quickly as you can. So it's just a lot of tapping.
It's assembly line.
Yeah. You basically you sit there and you just tap at your screen for half an hour. You got to tap fast. You got to know where the buttons are, and yeah, I mean, I don't know how I stayed focused. It's very boring run to do, and I can't imagine what it's like to watch. You basically have to really like the game in order to do that speed run.
I won't lie to you, most of the interview with T-Shirt was spent doing the classic, oh, you say this word in the UK, but I say this word, ha ha ha, how quaint. But I had a really fun time talking with them and finding someone who is just as into this silly little game as I am. Please let me know if you want more updates on the RTA Island, because I could basically talk about it forever. My friends know this. Join my Discord if you want to learn more about the show and meet some of the runners I've talked with in the past and suggest games for future episodes. As stressful as managing a show on top of all my coursework is, I really do enjoy making this, and I hope you enjoy listening. See you later, gamers.